لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Before I begin my sermon today, can I request brothers to move forward with a salawat. I would like to ask myself and invite all of you on this very auspicious day, day when piety was completed, the day when course of piety was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice the piety and be obedient to the Lord. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was practiced by the noble personality and the role model in this world, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That he was considered as the most obedient personality. When we consider him as a prophet, before we testify about his prophethood, we give our testification about his servitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So that means he was the most obedient personality in this world for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He set the standards of obedience, and that is why he was chosen abd. He was the one when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken him to the journey, that was journey is called Mi'raj, journey to the heaven. The title that was given in that verse, that was also Abd, Subhan alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-haram. So that means his servitude has become as an honor, that Allah has chosen him as Abd. We as the followers of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, need to think that how much obedient we are for Allah, his messenger, and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Obedience is a significance of a mu'min. A mu'min cannot be mu'min unless he is obedient. One of the ways of to show our obedience, that is obedience in the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, and the manners of our life before Prophet. In Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the manners. How you are supposed to treat Prophet, peace be upon him. When you come before Prophet, peace be upon him, how your manners should be. And that is, of course, Prophet as an authority, Prophet as a leader, Prophet as a messenger of Allah, Prophet the one who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this significant quality is not only going to be particular for the Prophet, but that is going to be applied with anyone who is going to be in the place of Prophet, peace be upon him. Anybody who is going to take place of Prophet, peace be upon him. That is why it is said, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O the people, do not raise your voices upon the voice of Prophet, peace be upon him. So humbleness, being obedience, even has been considered in the voice. You can just think that what kind of obedience Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have. Not obedience in actions, not obedience in your statements. That is far more that you think about. But even you are not supposed to raise your voice. That is how obedience it has to be practiced. Raising the voice, what it means? There are various meanings that can be thought about. Sometimes we raise our voice when we become angry. Sometimes when we like to be, when we like to protest against somebody. Sometimes we like to overrule the authority. That is how we raise our voice. Sometimes we raise our voice that other people, they can hear. So there can be certain reasons for raising the voice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are not supposed to raise your voice upon the voice of Prophet, peace be upon him. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا بِالْقَوْلِ. And not to be louder than Prophet, peace be upon him. So your voice has to be lower. Your statements should not be blunt than the Prophet, peace be upon him. Even the statements. So it's not just raising the voice. It's not being louder in your statements. Sometimes maybe writing statement, written statements has to be considered. It should not be blunt. It should not be going to clashing with the authority of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It should not be conflicting with the statements of Prophet, peace be upon him. That is how you have to be careful. Be conscious before you speak. Think about before you like to speak. That is how manners for the believers. As today is a day of Bi'sat and Mi'raj, one of the significant day, one of the greatest celebration for a mu'min. Why it is greatest celebration? In Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bi'sat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ قَدْ بَعْتَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That surely that is favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. Bi'sat is being considered as a favor to mu'mineen. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give a special favor, that is being given to the believers, to mu'mineen. It's not been said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, for example, that this favor is for a general human being. Because general human being do not have that capability to take benefits of this bi'sat. Only the people, those who have that capability and capacity to take benefits of this bi'sat, that are mu'mini. And when you receive, oh brothers and sisters, when you receive a special favor, that is the time that you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But have we ever considered based as one of the most important favors in our life, and how based plays role in our life. What is the role of the based in our life? Do we feel that a prophet has come in my life? Do I feel a connection with the prophet in my livings, in my styles, in my attitude, in my character, in my house, in my friendships, in my foes? When I like to take any action, do I consider that I am connected with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? So today, celebration is actually shukrana in ni'mat, thanking for that favor. How that favor and thanking for the favor is possible? How that is possible? We need to see that role model and make our lives according to that model. Set your life according to the standards. So model is there. When you have model, at that time you can copy that model. It's easier. So if you put a model in front of a child, then he would be able to copy that as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Prophet, peace be upon him, as a model. Let us start thinking wherever it is your need, in all the aspects of life, try to put that as a model. If you like to take benefits of the Bi'sat, then copy that model. Look at that personality, how this personality acts from very beginning of his life. It is narrated by the historian about the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, that when he began his life from the childhood, at that time he never laughed, but he used to smile. A smile could be seen on the face of Prophet, peace be upon him. This was one of the significant quality, akhlaq of Prophet, peace be upon him. A smiley face. A believer should be with a face that is cool face, a smiley face. He should not be rude, but not going excessive to be laughing a lot, because laughing itself is going to lose your abilities, your capacities. Your mind, it affects the minds. Those people who laugh a lot, they get crazy a lot. They become angry a lot. These are the people, they lose their mind very easily. But those people who have control on their behavior, and they would like to control their emotions, they can keep control on their akhlaq and behavior as well. Another quality that has been seen from very beginning of the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, he was young. When he was child, he would not play games with the rest of the children. He would be completely separate, thinking personality. You know, you call those children today as nerds, right? Think about that. Maybe somebody, you call them as a nerd, he's not a nerd. He may be a significant personality. He maybe have some sort of thoughts in mind. He wants to be distinguished. He does not like to be mixed. So if you call a serious person as a nerd, are you going to call Prophet, peace be upon him, as a nerd? Do you think that he was one who was not mingling with the general society, but being special, being distinguished, being honored? You have to keep your honors. and seriousness itself.
This is Salawat.
Seriousness, thinking, thought provoking, that is quality of a mu'min. And a young man needs to have, a youth needs to practice that. You should have a little time when you can think about yourself, about your future, about your character. You should not be the one who is always active, playing the games. No. You should have time when you can think about yourself, about your future. People, those who make the future, are the people, those who think about themselves, those who reflect on their lives. And that is how Prophet, peace be upon him, was. From very beginning, he was personality reflecting on himself. Another character of the Prophet that was in all his life, saying salam, initiating salam to the other people, young or child, old or anybody, saying salam with best of the manners, shaking hand with the people. We should initiate salam. We should not expect anybody else that they are going to say salam, even if it is a child. When you come to a young child, don't consider him as a young child, but consider them as the leader for the future. Consider them as a believer. Sometimes, you know, our relation with the children, it has to be relation with Ahlul Bayt. Why don't we think that a child who is born in the house, which is house of the believer of the Prophet, peace be upon him, a child that is related with Amirul Mu'mineen, so then it's going to be honorable child. A child who is believer child, then it's going to be honorable. Give those honors that you can expect honors in the future. Respect them. Bow down to give them respect and honor. When you like to shake hand with the elders and children, don't make it different. Don't disrespect them, but respect them at the same time. Because this respect is going to be in nurturing the mind, that is going to make the future of our children, especially when we come into the centers, brothers and sisters. When you see little children, at that time, give them honor. Stop with them. Say salam to them. That is practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It is said he will give his hands in the hands of other people, and then he would stop until the other person is going to take the hands. We should not be rushed into shaking hands. Not just giving half of the hand. You know, sometimes I've seen the people, they give half hand. They don't like to give even full hand. It's disrespect. Respect is shake hand with warmness, with the love and affection, that other person can feel that love. This shaking hand itself is a reflection of your love. And that is what character of the Prophet, peace be upon him. If we start looking at that role model and putting that role model and copying that role model in our life, then this bi'sat is going to be amali. It will be practical bi'sat. And that is how we need to thank for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing this great opportunity of the bi'sat. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the day when du'as of one of the great chosen personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been accepted. The day of Bi'asat is the day for the acceptance of dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There were many visions that were visions of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the visions that is Muslim Ummah, being Muslim, name of Islam, that was being visioned by Hazrat Ibrahim. As Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة. So this was one of the wishes of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, make me from the Muslims, those who have submission. And then he says, oh Allah, وجعلنا من ذريتنا أمة مسلمة. From my descendants, a ummah that is called ummah muslima. That was dua. The day of Bi'asat is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted those du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he sent down the one who was the wish of all the previous prophets, who was du'a of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. With the Bi'asat, a very important revolution started in this world. Bi'asat is a revolution. A revolution of the minds, a revolution of the spirits, a spiritual revolution started. A revolution that was change of the minds of people, change of the hearts of people, with tilawat of Quran. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. These were the most important messages of Bi'asat. First was Tilawat. Tala Yatlu, that means a continuous practice with Tadabbur. You know, recitation, sometimes it is considered Tilawat, that means somebody who is reciting beautifully. Tilawat, that means recitation of the verses without any gap. Recitation of the verses with tadabbur, with reflection, thinking about that. If somebody just can recite Quran with a good voice, that is not tilawat. Tilawat, it is combined with reflection. Somebody should recite Quran as it is revealed, as it is expected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes, the verses about mu'mineen at that time, they sound like giving a favor. When it comes to the disbeliever, at that time there has to be a hatred. When it comes to adab, at that time there has to be a sound that somebody is thinking about adab. When it comes to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time this rahmat, it has to reflect in tilawat. Tilawat, that means a continuous practice and recitation without any gaps and with the tadabbur. And that was practice of Holy Prophet that affected the minds. If today we have Quran that is alive, it's because of tilawat of Prophet, peace be upon him. Today all the recitation that are being made in this world, that is because of Prophet. He practiced it in life, and many people, they were being affected, and they had taken this tilawat as one of the good lessons in their life. And today it has become practice. Many people, many Qurat that you can see in this world, those who recite Quran. But not everybody recites Quran as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. The result of tilawat should be purification. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim. This tilawat, it provides a ground for purification. And that is tazkiyah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. When there is tazkiyah, when minds are nurtured, when people are trained, then there is ta'aleem of kitab and hikmat. Ta'aleem of kitab and hikmat, it is not possible before purification. So these are few steps: tilawat, tazkiyah, and then ta'aleem. And that is the message of the bi'asat. That is fruit of the bi'asat. Today, if we think about ourselves, match with those verses of Quran, that how much we are closer to the verses of Quran, that revolution that was made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O the one who is covered with the cloak, Qum fa'andir, stand and warn the people. Taking the stand, it is one of the most important practices of Prophet. He was the revolutionary personality who made a revolution in this world. And today this spiritual revolution can be seen in the world. Many people, those who convert toward Islam, they convert because there is a spirituality in Islam. It is a spiritual religion that provides us guidance in all the aspects of life. Think about a great blessing. These du'as, munajat, this Quran, verses of Quran, Salat Jum'ah, Jama'at, these gatherings, Jashan, sometimes gathering in the morning, all those spiritual practices. Islam gives a course of spiritual practices, fills your life. Life of a disbeliever is empty life. They don't have anything. They are wishing to have something spiritual. But Allah has guided you, brothers and sisters, with this spiritual life, a filled life with the practices from morning till evening, from evening till morning again. And that is because of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Revival of all these practices becomes Islam in Ab. When all these practices become in practice in the community, that becomes Islam in Ab. Imam Khomeini, the great personality, the leader of Muslim Ummah, the most important task of his life was revival of the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. Revival of origin of Islam. And today you can see this spirituality, it has been revised. In the countries, you go far east, in the countries in the Middle East, in the countries, in the Western countries, you find that people have become spiritual. Spirituality is revised. And that is the most important essence of Islam, that if that is revised, then definitely we can see that Islam is in practice. And that is something that enemies of Islam, they have fear about. They do not fear the Islam that is just physical Islam. They do not fear physical Hajj, but they have fear the Hajj that is meaningful Hajj. They have fear from a Jum'ah that is meaningful Jum'ah. They have fear from a Jama'at that is going to be reasonable Jama'at. If Jama'at becomes practical, if congregations become practical, definitely there is a fear for the enemies that they won't like to see Islam in practice. And we are hoping in today's world that if Bi'sat of Prophet, peace be upon him, had that many fruits, we will see the Bi'sat of Imamat and the reappearance of Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. That Islam will become as a global religion. Islam will rule the whole globe, and this globe is going to be filled with the believers, with the people, those who will have faith, and world will be filled with spirituality. And today we can see the signs of that. Alhamdulillah, our youth, our children, our ladies, everybody likes to practice. They would like to be spiritual. They are finding that spirituality. They are searching for that. And that is a sign that we are reaching to the final ages. As the end of holy month of Rajab has arrived, brothers and sisters, congratulations to you for the Eid al-Bi'sat al-Mi'raj. We are at the closing time of holy month of Rajab, and let us take benefits of this spiritual month. At the end of holy month of Rajab, we have departure of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam from Medina. And that was another movement started in the Islamic history. Inshallah, we will speak about that, and we'll have a congregation majlis for the commemoration of departure of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. In the second month after Rajab, we have month of Shaban, that is month of Prophet, peace be upon him, another spiritual month, another month that is month of peace, another month that is month of blessing, and especially that is month of joyous and celebration. Whole month is month of celebration. Prior congratulations to all brothers and sisters for the special events during that month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the month of Sha'ban. As you all know that in the beginning of holy month of Sha'ban, Muslim Congress is opening its conference. I would request all brothers and sisters to pray for the mu'mineen, those who are traveling from certain areas, and pray for the gathering that it can be fruitful and meaningful for the community in North America. With the blessings of holy month of Rajab and special events and special bi'sat of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see many victories, and a special victory against the Zionist regime that have taken place in Syria. Of course, Zionist regime, it was forcing the change in Syria, attacking on the forces of the government, and they wanted to make a change according to their wishes and desires. But only the city that was remaining in the hands of terrorists and those rebels, so-called rebels, it has been said that that have been taken back. And according to BBC, after weeks of fighting, the Syrian army has recaptured the city of Qusair. from the hands of rebels. So that is one of the good news. And also government has called the citizens that have to come back to their city, and they would like provide all the facility to the people, those who come back to their city. And as Syrian forces have started moving with the victory to the different cities, and they have recaptured the cities, it is said that the Zionist regime has rushed to put fence close to the border of Syria, that is Golan Heights. They are trying to put their fence over there. So that means the Zionist regime has been shaken because of this move. And we are hoping that inshallah this country is going to take control on its borders, and the country is going to take its infrastructure in its own hands. We hope that may Allah provide stability to all the Muslim countries. Another country that is in trouble today because of its wrong actions, and especially in its foreign policies, that is Turkey. You know, there are plans of people and there are plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Makaru makarallah, wallahu khairul makarin. Turkey has been involved supporting the others rather than the people in his country, supporting the enemies rather than supporting the Muslim countries. Unfortunately, Turkey was the one who was sending the forces inside Syria. And these people, they were fighting, and also Turkey openly announced that it is going to take action against Syria. But today, Syrian people, they have, Turkish people, they have announced that they are against the policies of Turkish government. And another thing that is blessing, brothers and sisters, that we can see that Muslim Ummah has awakened. They know about their affairs. They know what it is happening in their countries, and they would not let the rulers, they do those conspiracies and follow as a puppet to the other governments. And that is why we can see that people of that country, they are asking with a complete change in that country. But there is a sad part of that. That of course, in the past, many Western countries and European countries, they were speaking about people in Syria. They were saying that Syrian people, they are standing against the Syrian government, and the Syrian government has to consider and they have to make a change. What about Turkish people now? Why they don't speak about Turkish people? Why they don't support Turkish people? Let us hear to these Turkish people. Let us make a change in this country. Support the people. If you support people in Syria, support people in Turkey as well. Give them everything that they can make a change in that country. Today only European countries, they have just raised their concern that there is excessive force that has been used in Turkey. We hope that countries should have the same standards. They should not have double standards, and they have to be vigilant when they speak about one country. They have to speak about the other countries as well. I hope that the future is going to be with Islam, as our leader has said, that the future is belong to Islam, and the upcoming century is going to be century of the believers. We hope that we will see the time of the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal farajah waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadin bayna yadayhi. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat bijahi Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم